Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yirmiyahu Perek Nun, Chapter 50. The second to last section of Sefer Yirmiyahu has been his Nevuot Legoyim, prophecies against the nations that surround Israel, and his prophecies extend to nations as far as Damascus in the north and Elam in the east. In these next two Prekim, 50 and 51, we come to the conclusion of the Nevuot Legoyim, perhaps a surprising conclusion, with the prophecy against the one that will bring the destruction upon the other nations, Babylonia itself. The great nation from the north, the one who Yirmiyahu said in his first nevuah, Mitzafon tipatach hara'ah al kol yoshvei ha'aretz, the evil will come to Yehuda from the north. And at the time, we didn't know, but it was going to be Babylon, that country that will invade from the north. After they finish the war of Harkemish and will march down south, down the countryside, capturing everything in their path. But now this country will itself be attacked from the north. Says Yirmiyahu in verse 3, Ki ala aleha goy mitzafon. Another nation from the north will come against her. Hu yashid ad artza l'shama. That country will completely destroy its land, and there won't be any inhabitants living in it. They're going to be cast out from people to animal. There'll be nobody there. And we know from later on in history that this country is going to be Persia. That is going to cause the complete fall of Babylonia. And it will be wiped off the map and will never be heard from again. And when it falls, its fall will be total. As we read in verse 40, Kamapecha Elokim et Sodom vet Amora, just like Hashem had Sodom and Amora fall, vet Shechina, Noam Hashem, and all of its neighbors, says Hashem, Lo yeshev sham ish, v'lo yagor ba ben adam, no one will live there again. It will be a total destruction. And we've had this same description of the fall of Edom in the last perek. And that's how bad the fall of Babylonia will be. Completely wiped off the map. Kama pechet. It will be turned over like the way a farmer turns over the soil. You can't see what was there before. That's how low Babylonia will be. The fall of Babel is not just a prophecy against the arrogance and hubris of the Babylonian, like the other Nevuot Legoyim. But it's interwoven with prophecies of Nechama, of consolation, to B'nai Israel. And you see, as Babylonia falls, B'nai Israel will rise. And therefore, the parak goes back and forth, describing the fall and then describing the rise, describing how Babylonia will be destroyed by other countries and how B'nai Israel will come back. Says Yirmiyahu in verse 4, Bayamim hahema uba'et hahi ne'um Hashem. In those days, says Hashem, Yavo b'nei Yisrael, hema u'b'nei Yehuda yachtav. The people of Israel, the countries in the north, and the people of Yehuda, the country in the south, will join together. Haloch u'bacho yelchu. They're going to walk and cry. Ve'at Hashem elokechem, Yivakeshu, and they're going to seek God. Now this pasuk is so rich in its descriptions. Let's unpack it for a second. First of all, the way that B'nai Israel and B'nai Yehuda will come together is not in one fell swoop of joy. They'll be coming and they'll be crying. And they'll come at Hashem Elokecham Yivakeshu. They're going to seek out God. This is exactly what Yirmiyahu predicted in chapter 29. When he said that when B'nai Israel come back, they'll come when they seek out Hashem with all of their hearts. And says Yirmiyahu to the people in chapter 29 in his letter to Babylonia, Uvikashtem oti umatzatem. If you seek me out, you will find me. And what's happening here is that that's what they're doing. They're seeking Hashem out, both the people of Israel and the people of Judah, we noted after the death of Gedaliah, when there was a group of people coming to sacrifice at the Beit HaMikdash, that this was a joining together, a unification of the northern and southern tribes, of the 12 tribes together. Unfortunately, it was spoiled by Yishmael ben Netanya's horrible murders. But what we saw was that the people, the 12 tribes, are united not in their glory days, not in the times of the earlier glory days of Yisrael and Yudah, the times of Yerovam ben Yoash and Uziel, when they were so rich and powerful, and they could have really united together easily. But they're united here in their desolation. And in their cries, they come and they turn to Hashem and they seek out Hashem on their own. And then the psukim go on, and Yirmiyahu says in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Tzon ovdot hayu ami, my nation were lost sheep. Ro'ehem hiti'un, their shepherds led them astray. Instead of taking care of them, their leaders made things worse for them. Harim shovavim, mehar el giv'ah halachu, shachachu ribtzam. Yirmiyahu describes how they were wandering around from hill to hill because their leaders let them down, because their leaders didn't show them the right path. And that's what had happened to them in the past. This reminds us of Yirmiyahu's prophecy in Parak 23. Hoy ro'im ma'bidim, says Yirmiyahu back then. You leaders, you're terrible leaders. Your leaders who lose your sheep, umafatzim etzon mariti, you, instead of keeping the sheep together and caring for them, you scatter them. You scatter my sheep. And now, though, the imagery changes, because now the sheep are wandering, but they're not wandering because their leader is scattering them because they have inept leadership. But rather, in Pasuchet, verse 8, nudu mitoch bavel, the sheep is wandering from Bavel, Ume'eretz Kasdim, and the Chaldean land. Se'u, they're leaving. Vahayu ka'atudim lifnei tzon. And they can be like he-goats before the tzon. So the tzon, the sheep that had been dispersed and wandering because of its leaders, now is wandering back. Haloch u'bacho, they're wandering, they're walking, and they're crying, because they realize that now they have to seek Hashem, and they're seeking him together. And now Hashem commands them, leave Bavel and return to Israel. Be like the he-goats before the flock. They are turning into their own leaders. You don't need shepherds. You have a shepherd. It's Hashem. You can be those goats that push the sheep forward. You can be it yourself. You're turning into your own leaders. You don't need the old kind of shepherds who let you down and lead you astray. This actually is going to end up to be true, because when they come back from Bavel, they don't come with a king. And they don't come as high and mighty returnees. They come with a governor, with Zerubbabel. They come as equals, and they have to be their own leaders. And there's something beautiful about that. It's a grassroots movement out of Bavel and back to Israel, with the flock leading itself, answering Hashem's call. This prophecy of the fall of Bavel is actually not surprising to find in the Sefer. In Parak 25, when Yirmiyahu told the people of Yudah and Jehoiakim, their king, that Nebuchadnezzar was coming and that they should accept his occupation as the punishment of Hashem, he included a prophecy about the end of Babylon. Says Yirmiyahu back in Parak 25, after 70 years, promises Hashem, I will come back and I'll count the sins of the Babylonians, and I will make him into a desolate country, just like Babylon is making you into desolation. One day, after 70 years, there will be an accounting for Babylon and what they did, and their country will also be desolate. Why is Babylon suddenly getting punished? Throughout the whole Sefer, they were Avdi, my servant, my loyal servant. Everything they did was because Hashem wanted it done. Why is it fair that they now be punished for deeds that seems to be were not their own. Babylon actually echoes this sentiment in this perek. Says the people of Babel in verse 7, Kol motzeim achlum. Everyone who finds them, they're talking about Bnei Israel, will devour them. Vitzareim amru, their enemies, the Babylonians, say, Lo ne'asham, we're not guilty. Tachad asher chat'u la'Hashem. Nevei tzedek u'megvei avotam Hashem. Look, they deserved it because they sinned Hashem. We are only pawns in the hands of Hashem. Everything we do, therefore, is fine. We cannot be punished. And it seems to be that Babylon has a decent case. Yirmiyahu said that they were going to do what they did. And he goes on and he details the destruction that Babylon is going to bring to the Jews and says, this is from Hashem. And the Babylonians seem to be aware that what they're doing is from Hashem. And they say, Lo ne'asham, we can't be punished. We're not guilty. So Hashem answers this gleeful cry at the Babylonians in verse 11. And he says the following, Ki tismachu, v'chi talzu, shosei nachlati, because you were happy, because you exalted, you who plundered my nachala, you who hurt my portion, Bnei Israel, Ke'agala dasha, you stamped like a cow treading grain. You were happy. Titzali ka'avirim, you neighed. You were so happy, like horses who are frolicking. Says Yirmiyahu, okay, perhaps you had to do it. And perhaps you even knew that you had to do it. Although this certainly is not clear from the rest of the book, but it's a possibility. But you didn't have to be so happy about it, Babylonia. You didn't have to enjoy the torture so much. It wasn't supposed to make you happy. A true Eved Hashem, someone who's going to be called Avdi, does the hard work that needs to be done with seriousness and with a heavy heart. You can hear Yirmiyahu contrasting the Babylonians to himself. He also had the job of tearing down Bnei Israel from his first nevuah. He was supposed to uproot them and break them down. But he did it with tears in his eyes. He did it with protest. And he did it with only the best intentions. Nations will have to go to war against other nations. It is their destiny. Sometimes it is to gain land. Sometimes it's to defend themselves. Sometimes it's to teach a principle or to safeguard a value. But the decision to go to war, to take people's lives, even if it is justified, the minute it starts to make you gleeful and happy, then you can no longer claim to be doing it for Hashem. Once you are filling your own pockets with spoils and feeling great about it, you can't anymore claim the high road. You can no longer say, I had no choice. Therefore, says Yirmiyahu, Irchu al Bavel Saviv Kol Dorchei Keshet, everybody around, set yourselves up around Babylonia and bend your bow and arrow, your du'alaha, shoot her. Al tachmelu el chitz, don't leave any arrows off. Ki l'Hashem chata. They have sinned against Hashem. Babylon was so gleeful. They said we can't be punished because we did it for Hashem. And Hashem says, no, your joy at the torture made it turn from something that served me to a sin against me. And therefore Babylon itself has to pay. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.